Last Friday, a woman named Barbara Skrlova walked into the Czech embassy in Denmark. Accompanied by her father and lawyer, she asked for a Czech passport and presented samples of her hair and saliva for DNA testing. The 32-year-old woman claimed to be a 13-year-old girl known as Anička, who police have been looking for since she disappeared from a children's home over a month ago. Dita Asiedu reports.
In early May, an 8-year-old boy was found by chance bound and naked in a broom cupboard. He, his brother and their 13-year-old adopted sister, Anička, were taken to a children's home. Since then, their single mother, Klára Maurová, and her sister, Kateřina, have been in custody on child abuse cases. But this investigation has been overshadowed by another linked mysterious case. The 13-year-old Anička, who was legally adopted earlier this year, turned out to have no identity. There were no official records of her having ever existed. A few days later, the girl disappeared off the face of the earth. After someone recognized her as 32-year-old Barbora Škrlová, DNA tests confirmed that the little girl was in fact an adult woman. On Friday, Barbora Škrlová finally turned up in Denmark. In an exclusive interview for the Czech daily Lidové noviny, she explained that she first invented little Anička at a scout camp. Since she found it difficult to get used to the life of an adult, she often escaped by being with children and sometimes pretending to be a child herself. Barbora Škrlová says she met Ondřej and Jakub Mauer, who later became her adopted brothers, at one of the scout camps, and they later became best friends. She already knew their aunt Kateřina, as they had worked together in a children's home in the Moravian town of Brno. In the interview, she speaks about both her adult self and 13-year-old Anička in the third person, and her behavior shifts between that of a child and that of an adult.
I never had a problem managing both lives, that of Anička and that of Barunka. Now that Anička no longer exists, it is much harder for me. I'll see what the people will do with me. I do not trust people and feel no need to make any contact with them, only with those who I know well.
When asked whom she misses in Brno, she mentions Kateřina and Klára Maurová, little Jakub, but not little Ondra. Upon the question why, she says she finds it a shame that he did not tell the truth. He said that he was locked up for a year and God knows what else. But I know that it simply wasn't like that, she tells the paper. After she escaped from the children's home, Barbora Škrlová hid in the forest before she took a train to her relatives in Denmark.
As far as the Klokánek children's home is concerned, they made many mistakes there. When I got there, they said that I looked like a 9-year-old, but when it all happened, they started claiming that they suspected that I was much older. They also never admitted that they allowed me and Jakub to watch television. Jakub watched the news twice. When I heard in the news that Klára would be in prison for 8 years, I decided to leave.
Psychiatrists have been skeptical. While some say Barbora Škrlová needs to undergo psychiatric therapy, others believe that her two identities are part of a master plan to influence the child abuse investigation. Barbora Škrlová does not intend to return to the Czech Republic. She says she fears the reaction of the media and of the general public.